40 million dollars. How's that?
There were 15,000 at our Janmashtami festival, and we opened our new temple. And all of the community leaders there are very anxious to see our society increase. 7 Indian devotees have been made. And the community leaders there are giving us plots of land in different Indian areas and money for building temples. It's a very, very good report from South Africa.
How are you feeling this morning, Shri Prabhu? It may be that your pulse is like that because you're resting. After a long sleep, the pulse can be weak, slow. Yes. I think we can wash you while you're laying down.
Yes.
Would that be all right? If we sit you up and put pillows behind you, you'll be able?
Try.
Okay.
First we'll wash as much of you while you're laying down.
Okay. First, the Tender says, first we'll wash as much of you as we can while you're laying down. Then after, we'll try to sit you up. Okay? We'll stop the chanting for a little while?
No.
Go on with the chanting. You don't want to drink anything tonight. That's the sweetest name.
Peut-être pas le faire, le faut vivre là. Là.
And Karanamika Patha. Diet and medicine. Let me depend on this.
Very pure. Pure diet, Srila Prabhupada. Transcendental. Not feeling any discomfort.
Same discomfort or same comfort. Not same.
So you're bathed a little bit now?
You bathe the head?
No. Your face is bathed, and your eyes. Tilak is put on fresh. You still feel that hair? You still feel that hair?
This time, what they supplied?
What they supplied? You mean prasadam? There was some. Of course, today is the day after Ekadasi, so they had some cereal made with gore and some guava, fruit salad with guavas. And bananas. That was all this morning. Lunch is usually substantial. Very good. It's the best prasadam that we have had in many years in India here. This boy, Ayodhyapati. Oh, he's doing very nice. He cooks usually. Do you want to know what he cooks for lunch? He cooks a aloo sabji with dahi sauce, and he makes bindi, very nicely spiced, and dal, rotis, rice, apple chutney, and dahi.
Raita.
Raita. Every day.
Who assists him?
About three other devotees. There's no hired people. They're all fired and gone. Only devotees are cooking, and very tasteful. And everybody, about 120 devotees, sit together and take prasadam. And the guests from the guest house, they also take there. Everyone takes together. No restaurant.
Guest house, they come.
Yes, guest house people come and eat also in the prasadam hall.
That they want.
You wanted that. They give a chit. They pay at the guest house.
Yeah.
They pay at the guest house, and then they take prasadam in the hall with the devotees. Same as everybody. I think they pay 3 rupees. And they get as much as they want to eat. We're an ashram. We're not trying to run a big business here. Isn't that right, children? Now, I haven't heard anybody complain. And all the devotees take together. Very nice atmosphere.
Less system. So, does it taste like?
Prasadam?
Yeah.
Yes. I liked it, actually. Yes.
Everyone liked
it? I liked it.
Everybody likes the lunch?
Yes, I like it.
Yes.
You're the perfect father, Srila Prabhupada. You provide everything for us, place to live, food to eat, everything. And you've trained us up with spiritual knowledge.
Kind. All together.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Krishna's hey, Shiva Prabhupada.
Yeah, Shiva Prabhupada.
Pardon me, King, go ahead.
Oh, very interesting meeting. Paramananda, Vamandev, Triparari Maharaj, Adi Kesh Maharaj, and myself discussing our Gita Nagari community and talking about Varnashram. Very, very, we were trying to reflect on all of the teachings in your books and what we had read about Krishna's life when Nanda Maharaj's community, trying to see how the Vaishya community lives, how the different varnas and ashramas function together, and what their responsibilities are to each other. We're trying to set up our Gitanagari community based upon the teachings which you've given in your books. It was a very enlivening and stimulating meeting. Drishtadyumna Maharaj will be coming tomorrow with his brother, and he's designed a very ideal plan for all of the varnas and ashrams to live together.
Good. Go on.
We're going on your teaching, Srila Prabhupada. You're always in the center of our life.
Well, let us make some community.
Show the world how to live ideally. Go back to Godhead. Raise your own food, make your own clothes, make your own buildings, and chant Hare Krishna. Worship Radha Krishna. They're working so hard. They don't have nice home, they don't have nice clothing, they don't have nice food, and they have no love for Krishna. We have to show how to do everything very nicely. And you've given it, we just have to understand what you've given us, Prabhupada, your teachings.
Thank you.
We have nothing new to find out. We have no research to make. You've given us everything. We only have to carry out exactly how you've trained us up and taught us.
Very nice. So can go and be nice.
All right. We'll continue chanting here. If you want me, I'm right nearby, Srila Prabhupada, just in another room.
If they want to survive, of course I have to check something. Still not possible to survive without taking any food. But my survival means so many, one after another, as you say. Therefore, I have decided to die peacefully in this way.
Hey, Sam Kirtan. When they become due, then I'll give them to each of the individual members. Okay. Don't worry, I'll see that each of them is satisfied. They won't feel sorry anymore. You've provided for everyone, Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama.
They want you to survive.
We will want to die. This is the way of peaceful death.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,